going on, everyone? Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com, back again. Today we're going to be answering the question, is dropshipping a pyramid scheme? And I think it's very important that if we're going to do this, that we actually define what a pyramid scheme is before we do it. And then we'll answer the question from all angles and we'll try and make it as fast and informative as possible. So Mike, let me define what a pyramid scheme is. A pyramid scheme is an illegal investment scam based on a hierarchical setup of network marketing. The most famous pyramid scheme is perhaps the Ponzi scheme. New recruits make up the base of the pyramid and provide the funding, or so-called returns, in the form of new money outlays to early investors, recruits structured above them in the scheme. A pyramid scheme does not usually involve the selling of products. Rather, it relies on a constant inflow of money from additional investors that works its way up to the top of the pyramid. This means that multi-level marketing schemes are not classified as pyramid schemes and are not necessarily fraudulent. So there's a clear difference here. There's multi-level marketing and there's pyramid scheme. So like, I guess, what was that? There was like that whole thing of the stretchy leggings that, you know, a bunch of women would sell, like LuLaRose or something. And you know, in order to sell LuLaRose, you'd have to buy a bunch. And then, you know, the person above you that got you in would get a cut of that. And the person above them would get a cut of that. That's more multi-level marketing because you could actually sell the leggings, I guess. But a pyramid scheme is more like just by recruiting people, you know, there's not really much product selling going on, but just by recruiting people, you're getting, you know, the people above you are getting money. So I think no matter how you slice it, Mike, dropshipping is neither of those things. Now, the way we teach dropshipping, of course, is going to be different than what you're going to see out there on in the YouTube sphere. But what do you think about this, Mike? Are there any forms of dropshipping that you think, you know, kind of function that way?
Well, I think when a lot of people search is dropshipping a pyramid scheme, they are probably wondering if it's a MLM. Is it a multi-level marketing scheme? And so, I mean, really, obviously, the answer is no, because we're not even paying to acquire inventory. You talked about with the leggings. You've probably been watching a lot of Netflix documentaries, but you know, people, they got to buy a case of leggings and now they're in the pyramids. They're in the multi-level marketing thing. And then the commission goes up and up and up through the top. We're not even paying to get into these wholesale programs with these dealers. So,
well, but Mike, let me say one thing, and I'm not going to name names here because I don't know the details, but we don't do this because we don't do this. There are what you can consider supplier or product directories that you have to pay to be a part of. Now, that is not something we recommend, but with these directories, you pay to be a part of them. You get access to a product catalog. They'll drop ship it to the customer, whatever, whatever. Now, is this considered multi-level marketing? I don't really think, I mean, I don't think it's a good thing to do for you if you're buying access to products, but I don't think it's multi-level marketing because just because you're paying to get access to the directory, you know, you're not paying for a bunch of products and then recruiting more people, unless of course you're an affiliate for them and then you're, you know, teaching more people how to, it's a close call, but I'm not totally sure.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get into is the directories would be kind of, as you move closer towards the multi-level marketing schemes. But yeah, I mean, when you enter in with a directory, either you're paying money up front or you're paying for some sort of membership or, maybe there's like a minimum order quantity you have to do, but you're not going out and responsible for recruiting more people when you do that. But supplier directories is something we stay very, very far away from anyway, because it's really not how we make money when it comes to dropshipping. We don't even really like to use the term dropshipping because it's associated with these directories and a bunch of other things that just really are not the clear path to creating a sustainable business and to creating meaningful change in your life.
Absolutely. So what we recommend to do is to stay away from any sort of thing where you have to buy in. You know, we've done so many videos, which you can find on our channel. There'll be some in the description. We've done so many videos on products where you could just call the supplier directly and say that I want to be a dealer for your brand. And then there is really no directory involved. You get their wholesale catalog. Some of their products they will drop ship because the logistics of shipping are too complicated to send it to a warehouse, you know, and then send it out to customers. So they'll just drop ship it direct to the customer. And that's what we recommend you do.
Simple as that. Not a pyramid scheme, not a multi-level marketing scheme, just, you know, good old e-commerce.
Yeah. And you're going to find that if you go on Wayfair, you go on Home Depot, you go on Amazon, there are tons and tons and tons of products on these websites that are drop shipped that if you don't have a trained eye for it, you're not even going to recognize it, but they are drop shipped. And that is ideally what you want to do is you don't want people to do, you don't want to say you run a drop shipping site. You want to run a site on which products are drop shipped. That's a way to put it.
That is a very clever way to put it. So
if you want to learn
to be said.
No, so it's neither of those things. Even if you don't do it the way we teach, even if you do the AliExpress, TikTok ads, the stuff that we don't recommend, it's not, I don't think it's either one of those types of things. But either way, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. If you want to learn the real way to building an online e-commerce business, check that out. And
take it easy.